This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, where we are having a good time out here at the Hit King Baseball Academy Gala and Golf Tournament at Wildcat. It's Barry and I here, Nick back at the station. If you want any information on the new Hit King Baseball Academy that's being set up right there in Katy, all you got to do is log on to hitkingbaseball.com. They are going to have incredible instruction and going to get you all set up for your youngsters to get you some real good coaching and get your youngsters on the right path to continue playing the beautiful game of baseball.
Have you ever played here at Wildcat?
I have.
I have not.
Lots of times.
I have not yet. I think it's just a product of being on the north side of town. But Nick gave us his card, and I may have to take him up on that.
Definitely
I hear
should.
It's a great course to play, beautiful,
best views of the city.
That's what
from
I hear.
Any golf course.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's
from NRG to the Skyline to the Medical Center. And there's two 18s out here, so you can get your fill of it. It's a course that it's beneficial if you played it before. Because on certain holes, if you don't know the layout, you're going to hit a drive and you're going to go, oh, I hit that perfect.
And then
figure out, oh, there's a ravine there.
Is that why Scarface is back in here? Did it not go well?
I think he probably got done talking crap to Arian Foster on videos and decided that that was more fun and challenging than any golf tournament. So he's sitting at the bar.
Must have, yeah. I played a club up in the Woodlands called Wedgwood. Well, it's not the Woodlands. I guess it's more Conroe.
Heard of it.
You haven't played it?
It's
kind of like
it.
That. It's real tight. Like the fairways are real tight. Lots of trees. A couple of blind shots where you think you're doing well. And I was lucky to like get like a 110 on a course like that.
Really?
Yeah, and that was a good day. That was a really good day. It's a tough course indeed to play. Real quick before we move on, because I know you had some stuff about that tweet from that guy.
I'm trying to find it now.
Why? I'm watching the finals, and I'm seeing commercials. And one of the commercials was for Wells Fargo apologizing for the stuff that they did. I guess when they opened those bunch of accounts and stuff like that. Have you noticed a trend where a lot of companies are now coming out and putting out commercials? I've seen them for Facebook where they said, hey,
we
know we screwed up and we're sorry. There's Wells Fargo where they're like, yeah, we know we screwed up and we're sorry. Now there's Uber and they have commercials out how we're going to be better. Like, I see all that. I think, well, I understand what you're trying to do. But how about just don't be dicks. Just don't like be corrupt, and you don't have to make these commercials.
Yeah,
it's amazing to me that all these companies are coming
Starbucks
out and
do
doing
one.
They need to.
I thought I had heard they were going to do one, but yeah. I did not actually see the commercial.
They may have, but they need to as well. There's a lot of companies really that need to do something.
Yeah, no question about it. But you know what? You're right. There's a trend there. But if
it's
you just
weird.
Do right the first time, you don't have to make those commercials.
But it's weird though, and it shocked me a little bit to see it because you think to yourself, well, they're kind of owning it. Because in the past, when you've seen a company screw up, they don't really come out and publicly own it. They pay their fines, they do their thing, and then they try to get better and hope that it goes away. And I think the thought in public relations is if you keep mentioning it, it's never going to go away, right?
Right.
And so here they are running these commercials and. I don't know. Like, I had forgotten that Wells Fargo had screwed up until I saw their commercial. Then I was like, oh, yeah, you guys are the ones out there with all those fraudulent fake accounts. And so, and then it reminded me. So I was like, I don't know what they're doing, but I don't know that I would be bringing that up.
So I was more than a little annoyed with this. And now I realize that the guy not only at first deleted it, but yet someone at our station actually had retweeted it to keep it alive. And now after a certain amount of time, the tweet's unavailable for even the retweet.
Really?
But Warrior fans are a little bit over the top. And last night, a Warrior fan decided to tweet more devastating to the people in Texas. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, or the shooter at Santa Fe High School.
It's horrible.
Absolutely I was
classless.
Livid. Yeah. And I didn't want to like it because then people think you like the tweet. No, I want everyone that's a Rocket fan to rip this guy a new a-hole. I mean, this is as big of an a-hole. So then I go on the guy's page. And, I, you know, because I'm writing the article for the – I'm up late, so I'm like, I can't sleep. So I'm looking at this. I go on his page. I figure when I start reading the comments, he's going to get blasted. And he was getting blasted right by a lot of Rockets fans. But some of the Warrior fans have the audacity to kind of support it. Then he himself
So there were Warriors fans that were like, oh, that's funny?
Yeah. They were kind of okay with it. And I'm like, now, how can you be – as just a human being, it's just sports. How can you be okay with this?
Okay, so first question, is he a comedian? Like, is he a stand-up comic? Because sometimes – stand-up comics will try to do something like that and make it funny and think that it's funny, even though it's not.
All I can say is, from what I was able to uncover, he is not, unless I am drastically missing something.
And I'm asking that because I'm going to bring up something that my buddy Jerome Solomon sent that's similar to this. Not the same, but pretty similar. And this dude, I'm surprised he still has a Twitter account. But yeah, pretty classless to bring in a tragedy like that. It's kind of like when... who was it? Was it Dodgers fans? They were making Hurricane Harvey jokes.
Yep.
During the World Series, it's like, come on, man. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you can poke fun at the city of Houston about. You don't need to make jokes about, you know, school shootings and hurricanes that have killed people. It's just too far.
So then the same guy, after he starts getting absolutely annihilated by Rockets fans and other people who even the casual fans are going, this is just tacky.
It's too far. Yeah.
He says. He follows it up with, is this as devastating as anything that's hit Houston since the hurricane?
So he's just doubling down.
So he's just doubling down. He's going at it again. And I'm going, man, if this makes it to the show tomorrow, I want to sell this guy out because I want Rockets fans to just go absolutely crush this dude.
Yeah.
And now the and his Twitter handle is like @Steph, S-T-E-P-H. And then it's L-O-U-I and V. So it's Steph Louis V. And he, of course, tried to run from it. And thankfully, enough people were savvy enough to retweet it to the point that now it is down. But this guy doubled down with two BS tweets.
So his Twitter is down. It's not just the tweet, but his whole –
now, I don't know that. I just went to look for the actual tweet so I could direct quote them. But I know that this dude was really out of line last
night. Now, I'm going to ask you what's worse. That guy, all right? There was – so Jerome Solomon sent me a text, and he was like, hey, man, I know you're probably at a show right now, but when you get off stage, go get your boy. And he sends me a link to a comedian on Twitter, and this was his tweet. Quote, straight white male, quote, has become this century's N-word. It's used to offend and diminish the recipient based on assumptions and bias. No difference in the usage. So this dude – he's a comedian, but this dude just basically said the phrase straight white male is the same thing as the N-word. And I thought, that wasn't smart. And he's just being destroyed right now. I mean, there's some things you might want to take on Twitter. Black Twitter isn't one of them. You're not, that's a bad move. So this dude, it's been liked like 5,000 times, but the conversations that are taking place, I'm surprised this dude is still on Twitter. How do you compare just being called what you are?
This dude's definitely not a comedian, by the way.
Oh, he's not? Okay. Because that's what I'm like. How do you take that to a word that's built around hate? That makes no sense to me.
None.
This is the problem, though. Like, you have to be really cautious of what you say on Twitter. Even as a comic, I have to, like, I don't know if I want to make this joke. It's a joke. But you never know what people's trigger is, what's gonna set them off. I mean, in the case of the guy with the shooter, though, that's just stupid. That's
just
way
absolute
too
ludicrous.
Far.
And it's not even one of those things where it's too soon, too soon. No, there's never a right time to do something like that. And again, at the end of the day, life in real life is so much more important than anything that you can talk about in sports. And this guy just, he not only crossed the line, he obliterated it, and then he doubled down with a second comment that just was unnecessary, and now he's hiding, like he thinks he can delete those things and they can go away. So,
but his account is still up.
His account is still up. He deleted the two tweets. Guys at our station actually had them, and I just sent them a message to see if we can still retrieve them. But definitely a Bay Area guy.
I'm sure it's on like Deadspin or something, right?
It might be. I don't know. I can look for it. But again, it's @STEPHLOUIV.
Oh, look. Somebody just said Wedgwood closed a couple years ago. Well, damn it.
Well, that's because you were ripping up the freaking grounds.
That shows you how long it's been since I played there.
Barry excavated, and now they needed to build an apartment complex on it.
Man. So that's I don't know. This is why I get nervous sometimes about tweeting some of the stuff I tweet. Because I'll tweet stuff that I do on stage, too. But I'm just like, man, it's that could be too far, you know? Because you come to a show and it's a little bit different than the stuff that you put
on Twitter.
You
expect that to some degree some of that kind of stuff might pop up, a little racy just to get some reaction. But this kind of stuff and this kind of way of going about it was just complete idiot. It was just stupid.
Yeah. All right. You know what's not stupid? Winning money. I had a blast at Steelhouse Poker Club this past weekend on the north side. I-45 North and West Road is where they're located. And if you missed it, you missed the biggest opening weekend tournament in the history of Texas poker. Not just Houston, but all of Texas. $100,000 tournament, which I'm assuming that it ended up being more, because while I was there in the middle of the day on Saturday, they said they were approaching $150,000. It's all going down at Steelhouse Poker Club, Houston's newest and best poker room. They have cash games every day opening at 2 p.m. with $75,000 guaranteed every week. Monday through Saturday, they're guaranteeing $75,000. $7,500 on Monday through Thursday, $15,000 on Friday, $25,000 on Saturdays, and $5,000 on Sunday. Single-day tournaments are also available every day except for Saturdays. Walk in with $100, leave with $1,000. You're not going to want to miss out on all the action at Steelhouse Poker Club. Find out more. It's I-45 North and West Road, or go to steelhousepoker.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Knee deep, hour number three of the show. It is The Usual Suspects coming to you live from Wildcat Golf Club, where it is hosting the Hit King Baseball Academy Golf Tournament today, featuring Pete Rose, Tony Perez, George Foster, all members of the Big Red Machine, and all raising money for the kids for the Hit King Baseball Academy. It's coming to Katy, Texas. Check it out, hitkingbaseball.com. During the break, I appreciate James Feimster. He got to us because he got to that guy that I was talking about. I did give you the correct Twitter handle. Dude, as a coward would be, comes out and says, I deleted that tweet so I wouldn't get swept by the feds.
Idiot.
You're a
complete
douche.
Somebody said, hey, guys, at what hour did you guys touch on the Rockets? I'm just getting off work and would like to listen to the podcast. Pretty much from 1:30 to 2:45.
Yep.
So that's about the range. You know us. We're not just going to give you a little 5 minutes. We break it down. That's why you love it.
Yep, we cover the gamut, run around and give you what you need and a little bit more sometimes.
Somebody said that the N-word and referring to whites by any term relating to their whiteness can't be compared. However, when one of those white words is used by a black or minority, its context is negative. That's not necessarily true.
No.
I mean, the point of the guy's tweet was, if you come out and be like, oh, well, you're a straight white male, that's not the same as calling someone the N-word. I'm sorry.
No.
It's not even close. So it's just it's ridiculous. This is the problem, though. I mean, you got guys that, like, did you see – so you saw the video of Childish Gambino's This Is America, right?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Uh-huh.
So really good, right? Like, uh-huh. I mean, it was there was a message. I liked the song.
Yeah. You brought it to my attention.
Crazy. Yeah. It was funny. It was sad. It was all these cool things. And then this woman made one where it was This Is America, but it was about women. And that also, which I don't know if I would go as far as some people did, but they were pissed off that she did that because she was trying to basically, like, there was one point where there was a mother breastfeeding on a bench, and she was trying to basically draw the comparison between that and like black people not being able to eat at counters with whites or something like that. It was just this weird dynamic that she was trying to push. The problem is, like, I think white people now are trying to, like, garner sympathy or something. It's like, it's not – I'm sorry, white folks, but you haven't been oppressed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I know here comes your text and your tweets and all that, and I don't care. You can send them. I really don't care. But at some point, you've got to stop pretending like these things are equal, because they're not. They're just not. Now, in the case of women, still, women weren't brought over here to be slaves. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, were they treated unfairly? Absolutely. But still, why? Just fight your own fight. Live your own struggle. You don't need to compare yourself to anyone else.
No.
Ridiculous.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So we've got that for you guys to chomp on as well. But, you know, just, again, also consider at the end of the day, too, just people sometimes are going to – I shouldn't even say anything, because they're going to overreact anyway.
Are you going to go watch Deadpool? No, you're not, are you?
I'm not.
Nick, are you – you said no?
I actually did watch it.
Oh, you bastard.
I think the first one was a little bit better, but this
really,
yeah, I'm not gonna, because it's still fresh, so no spoiler alerts here. But
okay,
yeah, I mean, I think the first one's better. It's not a bad movie though. It's still funny.
Wow, so it was still funny, right?
Yeah,
still a lot of action.
Mm-hmm. A lot of action. Still a lot, plenty of his same personality. Basically, I think Reynolds does a pretty good job.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, even on just on Twitter, hanging out and stuff. Like, the stuff he tweets is really funny.
You hang out with Reynolds sometimes?
Huh?
You hang out with Reynolds? You said just tweeting and hanging out?
He hangs out on Twitter.
That's his Rye guy.
What?
It's your Rye guy.
My Rye guy?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
The hell does that mean?
That's what you call him, your Rye guy.
Oh. No, it's not what I call him at all.
By the way, shout out to Blake Adams.
Okay.
Blake Adams, one of our loyal listeners. Did get at that guy, Steph Louis.
Oh, yeah?
And tweeted at him and said, old punk ass trying to be funny about the Santa Fe school shooting. 10 lives were lost and so many more affected. This is not a joking matter. There's a special place in hell for folks like you. Hashtag rotten hell.
Yeah.
Didn't respond, obviously, because
he's
a coward. But, Blake, way to go.
Because he's a bitch. I don't know, man. I don't understand that. I don't understand going that far for a laugh. And
you of all people, as a comedian, know what puts a value on a laugh.
But that
stuff just flat out not funny.
I'll say a lot of things for a laugh, but there's just some things that you don't do. There's certain lines, and that's, you know, and I hate to say this, but it's kind of like that with like listeners and fans of comedy and stuff that'll come up to me, because sometimes you guys can take it too far, and it's like, yeah, there's a fine line for everything. And it's knowing that and figuring that out, that the devil's in the details, you know? You just can't go out and make a joke like that and think everything's going to be all right.
No. I mean, and like you said, look, we've been very clear about the entire situation, too. We're always good to have a joke, mm-hmm. and have a laugh. But there are certain topics that are off limits. And just because you're trying to get your name mentioned on the air or trying to get people to think that you're funny,
yeah.
Realize that everything has limitations and parameters. Stay within, stay in your lane.
Hey, where are you guys on using speakerphones in public?
Oh, I saw that. You tweeted that. Yeah, I'm not big on it at all, regardless. Our boy Kelly Eco is big on, while he's sitting in his living room watching television, he likes to use the speakerphone option. I'm like, bro. I don't want to hear what you're watching. I don't even know what you're watching, but I can't
but
even barely hear you.
Room.
And he's in his living room.
I went, what was it, Saturday after the poker tournament. Mm-hmm. I went and got some KFC.
Oh.
Love their wings.
Splurging a little.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there, because anytime you go to KFC and order the wings, they always say the same thing. It's going to be 9 to 12 minutes. Are you willing to wait that long?
Is that because they don't make them?
They don't make
them
until you order them. That's the key. It's not sitting around. So I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So I'm sitting there, and there's this old man in a fedora sitting at a table, and he gets on the phone, and he's on his cell phone on the speaker on a conference call. So it's not just him and one other person. There's like five people on the speakerphone, and he's yelling at some.
How many people are in the restaurant?
Me and him.
Well, at least it wasn't anything.
No, there was
more.
A third guy. There was a third guy. But I don't think – that guy was so old, I don't think he could hear. He was just like – I feel like that was his last meal. That's how old he was.
Okay.
But I'm like – dude, I realize it's just me and him. But still, it kind of goes to the bigger point that you're a dick if you use a speakerphone in public.
But was he old?
I mean, he was maybe in his late 60s,
okay,
early 70s.
So he probably
That's
was just
no
old,
excuse.
He couldn't hear, and he probably doesn't know how to use Bluetooth.
So plug in a headphone. Nick, what are you defending this guy for? No.
What was the topic of the conference call? Plots at funeral homes? Or
no, he was talking about oil and some other stuff, some other businesses that he has.
Well, he's a mover and shaker.
But I'm like,
dude,
one, you're rich enough, just buy some headphones. But here's the other person that I hate. So you've got speakerphone in public guy who is a nuisance. They should definitely be at least ticketed, if not arrested. But then there's the other person that do you know anyone that will, when they talk on the phone, they put it to their ear to listen. And then when they talk, they move it back around to the front of their face.
Yes.
Pointing the phone, like almost making it go horizontal, pointing away from them. But the microphone's right at their
mouth.
Like
a spit catcher.
And then they talk to the microphone, and then they put it back to their ear. Who does that? Do you not know how a phone works?
Well, and how many people, in most of these times, when I see it in the car, I'm looking at the vehicle going, that vehicle has to have Bluetooth. You have to figure out how to use your phone through your car audio. Because that's ridiculous.
And my third pet peeve when it comes to phones, my third pet peeve is the person that will put their phone, they'll put the headphone in to talk on it, right? So you've got the microphone and the headphone earpiece. And then they put the phone in their pocket, and then they hold the earpiece. I'm like, well, why are you going hands-free if you're going to hold something? I don't know why that bothers me so much, but that one also drives me nuts. It's like that defeats the purpose of hands-free, to hold something. That's stupid.
Joel, you're a big speakerphone guy, right?
No.
You're not?
I use my Bluetooth in my car.
He's a speech-to-text guy.
I am that, and I'm very annoyed by the upgraded model phone that I got. I was telling Barry this. Of all the good things of the new phone that I got, the bad thing is the speak-to-text version must be like the first version they ever came out with, because it's not even close to as accurate as the last version I had. Yeah,
I know. That'll make you feel – I don't think I've ever felt dumber than when I'm sitting in my car trying to speech-to-text something to my wife, and I'm having to talk like I'm talking to a child that doesn't know English. I'm just like, I am hungry.
Yeah.
It's like the worst.
Yeah, you're talking on the land of the – I mean, not the land of the lost. What was the – Warning, Will Robinson, the old space show.
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space.
Oh, you, Mike wants to know, is it inappropriate to have porn on your speakerphone at church? I mean.
Well, I asked for it. I hadn't heard from him all day. You said he'd been texting.
I guess it depends where you go to church, oh, you, Mike.
You said depends. That's something Mike's familiar with.
Hey, watch out.
All right. We'll continue to roll on. We've got plenty more to get to in the final half hour of the big show. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can text us. You can tweet us. You can call us if you want to join. It's a little more difficult when we're on remote, but we're willing to take your call. Final half hour coming up right around the corner. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects. Joe Barry and Nick with you until 4 o'clock when Fred and the AJ and the Blitz will take over. But you guys know that we've been playing the name game. And if you don't know what that is, it's where we'll call two names. And if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and win the prize for the day. I think the prize for today was a $50 gift certificate to Beavers, the Layback Eatery serving barbecue, organic meats, inventive cocktails, and microbrew beers. Easy for me to say. Unfortunately, this is not the show where we're going to announce the names. So you need to keep listening. That means somewhere between 4 and 7, Fred and AJ will call out a name. It's pretty cool. So let's just say they call out Joel and Barry, and then whoever the first Joel or Barry to call wins. It's super easy. So you need to keep listening. We're doing that every day. At some point, we'll get to announce a name.
You think?
And be cool. Absolutely.
Man.
I think so. Let's get to some of these texts real quick. Eric said, I was getting my car washed the other day, and this lady is on a personal call in the waiting room with 15 to 20 people. She has the speaker on yelling and talking about everything instead of just stepping outside. Yeah, I hate that person. That person is on my list of people that can go to hell for sure. Are you hens done clucking? Yep, there's that little dial button.
I got something that rhymes with cluck for you, big dog.
This is the one. My pet peeve is radio guys who thinks the whole world should think as they do, and all they can talk about is how everyone should think like them. Talk sports. All right, so one, kiss my ass. Two.
Kiss mine, too.
Kiss Joel's. Three, our whole job is to give an opinion. So if I'm at a store and there's some idiot on his speakerphone, and my opinion is that that's rude to be on your speakerphone in public, it's my job to come in and give you that opinion. And I don't know if you've ever listened to this show before, dude or ma'am or whatever the hell you are. We don't talk sports all the time. We give opinions. We make jokes. We talk mess. So, again, let me reiterate, you can kiss my ass. If you don't like it, you don't like it. You don't have to listen either.
And let me add something to that, too, because it could have been about the cell phone. It could have been about the tweets. It could have been about a lot of different things. But here's the thing, like, to kind of go and add to what you said, opinions are like a-holes. Everybody has one. Now we have two, thanks to you, because you decided to text that to the show. Now you can move on with your day. We can move on with ours. Thank you very much.
What's in this, Andres?
There you go.
It's not Diet Coke. Did you put whiskey in here?
It's not like, well, you're hitting it again. Like, it wasn't. Didn't taste bad. You probably need that after our...
Is there any whiskey in that? Why not? What's going on here? I thought I needed some whiskey in here.
So, that, Barry,
I don't know if the gun is flat or what, but it tastes like, I was like, wow, that's kind of got a weird taste, like there's some whiskey in that.
All right, Ward Cleaver, you going to.
What?
Great radio, as you decide.
Well, I'm just saying, I took a drink. I took a drink, and it tasted like there was something
pee
in there.
It?
No, not pee. I trust Andreas not to pee in my
Talk
drink.
About a salty listener. You might have got someone that wasn't a big fan, decided to give you a little extra for your free Coke.
Somebody said, let's not forget the Nextel era. Ooh, do you remember that? When everybody had the chirp, the little, hey, what's up? And then it was like walkie-talkies?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all got to go outside with that crap. Nobody wants to hear that. What's more obnoxious? This is from Trevor.
Okay.
What's more obnoxious, loudspeaker phone guy or oversized Bluetooth trucker guy?
I think still loudspeaker phone guy.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the trucker.
Now, can we talk about, now that we're not there anymore, can we talk about kind of on that same wavelength, the guy that was at Carbach Brewing last week?
Which one? There were several guys at Carbach Brewing.
The guy that had the full-blown headphones, like he was playing a video game with
now,
the microphone.
The one that was hanging out with USA Mike?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? I mean, you're going to be mean. He might
I'm
be
not
a listener.
Being mean. So,
he might be a listener.
Okay, that's great. He should still be a listener. But I'm saying in public, I understand if you're playing a video game. I understand if you're playing against somebody. I understand that if you are a trucker and you have the full-blown headsets like we wear with the microphone attached. But when you're in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you're with someone at the table.
I mean, you don't know.
Oh, here you are trying to be. All of a sudden, you're going to get soft and kind. When did that start?
I guess I just don't know if I have a problem with that. I mean, does it look goofy? Yes. But at least it's headphones, and I don't have to hear it.
And the other thing that, again, it's not a public. For me, the other thing that Lisa and I always pay attention to, if we're out having dinner, and you see a couple, whether they have kids or not, and they're having dinner, but both of them are on their phones the entire time, then what the hell are you doing having family time or having dinner? You might as well just go eat on your own.
My wife tries to tell me, she'll be like, don't bring your phone in when we go out to eat. She'll be like, leave it in the car. I'm like, no. She's like, I don't want you to be on your phone. Yeah, but I have to be, like, you don't understand. Twitter is like crack. Like, if I'm not able to check my Twitter account, I go through it. I start sweating. I shake a little. Like, I can't do that. I love her, but we just don't have that much to talk about anyways. There's a point. At dinner with your wife, especially if you guys have been together for any length of time.
We enjoy conversation. But I watch these couples. And I watch, like, one night we watched a guy with his phone up, like, because he couldn't hardly see it. So they're, like, right across the table on a small table from one another. And the entire meal, he just kept going, swipe, swipe, swipe. And it's like, you guys going to talk? I mean, he barely pulled away from the phone long enough to grab the fork and knife and get a little nourishment into his evening. But I was like, what are you doing? Why don't you stay at home?
Somebody said FaceTime lady at the store is the worst. It's usually not ladies, though. It's usually guys. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago when I was in San Antonio. But I really do think FaceTime was invented for guys to go grocery shopping by themselves without their wife. Because it's just easier to like just to show them the stuff on the shelf using FaceTime. And then they pick out what they want. And then you don't get in trouble. That's the God's honest truth. I think that's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, we got one segment to go in the big show. And then we're going to wrap it up. Turn it over to.
By the way, yeah. USA Mike just texted. Trust me, Joel, he annoys me with that stuff, too.
Okay, see? Thank you. I'm not alone. I appreciate that, USA Mike. I was like, dude, USA Mike is having lunch with you. You're at the same table, and yet you're wearing headgear like you're about to go into, like, what was it, Fortnite, like into the next generation.
Yeah. Here's another text. To defend the oversized trucker Bluetooth, there's a lot of cab noise, and that's the only one that works.
Fine.
See?
Okay. I didn't bang on it.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, that was the question from a texter.
Okay.
So.
All right, so we got one segment to go in the show. Don't go anywhere, but right now I'm going to tell you about Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about the people at Texas Can Academies for a long time. I tell you about them because it's Houstonians helping kids in Houston in need, and it's a good cause and for very good reason. There's a lot of kids out there trying to get a second chance at an education, and they have a lot of distractions. That could be they're hungry. They can't get a meal. They can't get to school. They can't read the books that are given, or they can't afford to get the books that they need. When they don't have these kind of things, they are distractions, and they prevent them from getting the education that they so sorely are after. But because of the Texas Can Academies program, we could take care of some of those issues. The way that the program works is if you're in Houston in the surrounding areas, you've got a vehicle, maybe it's collecting rust and dust and it's not working, maybe it was damaged in the hurricane, and whether insurance covered it or not, you're definitely not going to pay even more for the towing to try and get it off your property. Now all your problems are solved, and in the process, your donation can help kids in need. You just call 713-225-4226. Log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a free $50 gift card. And then the process really begins because your donation is turned into resources like those distractions that the kids have. Therefore, the kids get their warm meals. They get their eyeglasses. They get their book money. They get their bus fare. And they get their education. It is a win-win, and it all stays right here in the city limits, right here in Houston. It's fantastic. If you have something you've been thinking about donating or you want to get rid of, a vehicle, whether it be a car, a truck, an RV, motorcycle, boat, or trailer, just pick up the phone, give them a call. They'll do the rest. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I don't even see you.
Hey, final segment of the show as we continue to roll on here on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. At 4 o'clock, we'll turn it over to Fred A.J. Jung and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. You do nothing but continue to listen right here on ESPN 97.5.
You said A.J.'s on the stream, Nick?
Yeah, I can't take the angle, the camera angle off just because you guys are on remote. And now A.J.'s just sitting in our stream, so I'm trying to instigate something.
Because I pulled it up, and I guess it's...
I've heard that about AJ. He likes to sit in people's streams.
What?
Some people call that a fetish. I don't know.
AJ, big fan of R. Kelly, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it, Nick, but I don't know. Maybe my my stream is messed
apparently
up.
Apparently he's not listening either.
Well, it has been. You got that corrected.
I was hoping he would be.
Oh, he wasn't? Yeah, no, I don't. Jesus Garza on Twitter said, "Hey, Barry. Remind the guy on the text line where all the stations that talk nothing but sports are in the ratings." Yeah, that's
exactly.
A great point, yep. Sir, that said talk sports. Check the books for the first 4 months of the year, pal. All right, I'll move on. I digress.
You're fired up.
Yeah, I was looking at the schedule because I thought waiting until Sunday for this third Rockets game pissed me off. I didn't want to wait that long.
Yep.
But I think the NBA got it right this time.
Well, what they do normally is the first time you travel, either way, it's the three games. Now, and once you go from the 2-2, two in your place, two in my place,
then
the 1-1-1, it's every other day.
Well, yeah, because from starting tonight through Sunday, there's an NBA game on every night.
Thank God.
Yeah.
God, what was it, last Thursday? Oh, it was brutal. The Astros were off. There was no basketball.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. What is there to do?
So tonight, Boston, and then Boston-Cleveland series picks up again. And then it literally rotates every day through Sunday the 27th.
Yeah, Mario,
so that's great.
Mario
Eddie's heading out to the Bay Area.
Far, not that it's going to get that far, but if it did, you'd get a basketball game between now and Sunday, May 27th.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, you can get to the point where there's sports options. If the basketball game's bad, like they all have been, then you flip over to the baseball game. But, I mean, seriously, we talked this a little bit. The one thing, if you're a basketball fan, you're disappointed is everybody kept saying, don't worry about the regular season. Come playoff time, it's going to be awesome. You got all this parity going on in the league, and these playoff series are going to be tight, and they're going to be fun to watch, and everything's going to be down to the wire. And especially when you get the conference finals, and you want the Rockets and the Warriors, and it's go. And that's what everybody's been clamoring to see. Both sides of the ledger have been nothing but blowouts.
Yeah, that's the disappointing thing. You just at this point, I listened to AJ when I'm driving home, and I heard him talking about it, and he kind of makes a good point about this is what you've been waiting for all year. You really just want it to be competitive. You want the series to be competitive.
Entertaining.
And it hasn't been, and that sucks because it's like sitting at the bar last night watching it, I stopped watching the Rockets in the fourth quarter and just watched the Astros game that was on the TV right below it because that was more entertaining and more fun, and that shouldn't be that way in a Western Conference Finals game, unfortunately. That has been the case. You know, we don't talk a lot of hockey on this show.
No.
And when I say we don't talk a lot, I mean any.
That would be for the Blitz.
Yeah.
Because Fred's a hockey guy.
But I do, and I saw you listed it on the rundown, and that's good, because we do need to at least mention the fact that the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
I got a buddy of mine that works for them.
Are in the Stanley Cup Finals as an expansion team. Now, what I don't know, and this would definitely be a Fredder, and maybe I didn't even read the article, but I just know that they're in, and maybe you know if you read the article. From an expansion team standpoint, do they treat it kind of like the NFL where you get to pick players from all the teams?
Yep.
So there was an expansion draft.
So they got a hell of a goalie in Marc-Andre Fleury. But but overall, normally, just like in any other league, you get an expansion team, it's going to be 7 years. It's going to be it's going to be a process. In the Texans' case, it still is. At the same time, it's going to take a while. It's unheard of that an expansion team in their first year makes it all the way to their version of the Super Bowl in the Stanley Cup Finals. It has been a phenomenal run. My buddy, like I said, used to work in the ticket department for the Rocket. Took the job as the director of tickets for the Golden Knights.
You want me to get that? You want me to get that for
no,
you?
No, I didn't say his name.
Drop that.
I didn't say his name. I'm just saying there are certain moves you hope work out for people.
Yeah.
You leave the Rockets. You go to an expansion team. You're like, how is hockey going to go over in a desert area like Vegas with so much more to do? Not only has their fan base been fantastic in supporting this team, but the team hasn't let them down. It's the Cinderella story. It really is.
It's pretty cool. I mean, the only other thing where I would think that – the only other sport, I should say, where I think that it could be that competitive that early. I was going to say baseball because you saw the Rockies have success early. You know, Tampa Bay has had some success, or the Marlins, but not in the first year. The only sport where I think that might be possible would be like the NBA. Because really, and not even necessarily to get to the finals, which is why it's so unheard of. But I feel like in the NBA, if you just have one star quality player, that's a fifth of your team, you can have the opportunity to make the playoffs, especially since, you know, 16 teams get in anyways. If you had an expansion team in the East, there might be a good possibility they make the playoffs if they get the right superstar. But to make it all the way to the finals in your first year, unbelievable.
Tony Baselli's don't come around every so often so that you can actually get that kind of player, man.
Jeez. Let's not talk about that expansion draft.
Oh, how'd that work out? Not so good.
Man, never played it down.
That was rough, bro.
Ugh. I bet the Jags were like, thank you for taking him off our hands.
And now he's in the Jaguars, what, Hall of Fame?
Is he?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
And he's got an outside shot to get into the actual Hall of Fame, I've heard.
Oh, yeah?
He was all pro for a lot of years.
I don't know about
that. I've heard that.
When you start to name the best tackles in the history of the NFL, Tony Baselli's name doesn't come up. It just doesn't.
I'm just saying that there was discussions about him being considered for the Hall of Fame. Mm. When you look at his career, we can look at the numbers. Someone out there will start looking at him and give it to us tomorrow, I'm sure. because we're not on remote tomorrow, thankfully, right? Because we've been on the world tour here for a while.
Right. Somebody said it's basically the 10th best person from all 30 teams. Is that how they do it in hockey?
I mean, each team has to make guys available, and then, you know, you select from there. And I think once you take a guy off, it's just like any other league. When you take a guy off of another team's roster, then the rest of those guys are exempt from being taken as well, so they don't lose two players.
Yeah. Somebody said Dynamo won their first two seasons. Were they expansion? Were they an expansion? Yeah, see, that's don't get me lying.
Me either. I don't know.
I don't understand soccer.
That's a question for Soccer Matters people.
Yeah, Glenn Davis
was it. You can find Glenn Davis on, I think it's Wednesday nights.
Is it Wednesday
at 7?
Now? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But just check the local listings. Glenn will be available. And by the way, just check Glenn Davis. He'll be available 24/7 if you want to talk soccer.
Apparently,
that's
Fred
part of one
AJ,
of his dating characteristics.
Apparently, Fred and AJ are smitten with him.
Are they?
Because.
Oh, I heard about the good looking thing.
Yeah, they did that whole what team is what. I don't know what to think about my ranking. Yours I got immediately because I get it.
Why? Because those Packers.
Yeah, and you
Wisconsin
know,
Tigers.
Guys from the Midwest aren't handsome, so
oh,
I get
screw
it.
Screw you.
But they made me the Bengals.
I get that.
What?
Bengals a cat. Cat can be a P word. I get it.
What?
You live on a
Excuse
farm.
Me?
That's perfect. Yeah, I think that works,
Excuse
too.
Excuse me?
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate
Joel
you
just
getting
called
that.
Called
yep.
me a Virginia, which we've never fought. I don't understand why you're calling me. I'm the one that, of the two of us, raise your hand if you've trained and actually been punched in the face before.
I've been punched in the face before. I'd have to train for it.
Yeah.
It just happened.
But I'm just saying.
It's one of those things.
I don't think training and just getting punched in the face for no reason would constitute me being a Virginia.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. We don't have time. We're about to get out of here.
I think you were looking for something else, but whatever. I don't understand, though, the Bengals.
Who did you want to be?
I don't know.
Not
the Browns. They made Barry Warner the Browns. The Cowboys?
They were accurate there.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Jaguars?
The 49ers? No, you don't want to be the 49ers.
No.
I don't know. I didn't know how to take the Bengals. I guess that was about right. Who knows?
Like a man.
Shut up.
All right, we're going to wrap things up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. Blitz is back at the station. They're going to take you home till 7 o'clock, so you'll be in good hands. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow where all of us will be back in studio. It's the usual suspects, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. We appreciate you, as always, being a part of the show. For now, for Barry, for Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.